From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. According to the National Interagency Fire Center, 77 large active wildfires are burning in the United States today. You don't even need to know the number of fires burning, though. All you have to do right now is look up at the sky and see all of the smoke that's in the air. Now, this smoke can have really big impacts on our health. And tomorrow, St. Luke's Health System is holding a climate and health session focused on wildfires and our health. Joining us now to talk more about this is Dr. Ethan Sims. He is Medical Director for Sustainability and an ER doctor with St. Luke's. And Dr. Alexander Rabin, Clinical Associate Professor of Pulmonary and Critical Care Medicine at the University of Michigan. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks so much, Jenna.
Dr. Sims, let me begin the conversation with you. Why was it important for your organization to focus an entire presentation on wildfires and our health?
Yeah, so thanks to the great work that people at the University of Idaho's McClure Center did a few years ago, we know that the two biggest impacts to health of Idaho citizens due to climate change are going to be from extreme heat and wildfire smoke. We've been doing this climate and health lecture series for just about 2 years now, and we continue to reserve a space for those two critical topics every year and bring in national speakers like Dr. Rabin to let us know what the wildfire smoke is doing to our health and how we can best cope with it.
So with that said, Dr. Rabin, you will be speaking at tomorrow's session. And what would you say are some of the biggest health factors when it comes to wildfire smoke?
Great question. You know, this issue is really became very personal for us, even all the way out in here in Michigan last summer, when we had, as I'm sure many listeners know, severe wildfire smoke coming in from Canada that really impacted a large portion of the United States. And what we saw as, and I saw as a clinician, as a pulmonologist, taking care of folks with chronic lung diseases like asthma and COPD, were really, really significant acute health impacts, and meaning short-term health impacts. People coming in to our clinic requiring additional rescue emergency medications like albuterol or like prednisone, or in some cases, even ending up in the emergency room or requiring hospitalization. Those experiences that we had last summer are really borne out in the data. And we know that folks who, again, have pre-existing lung disease, as well as those who are very young, young kids are at higher risk. And those who particularly have to work outside, who can't avoid breathing smoke, and you know, there's mounting data that there are impacts not just on the lungs, but on heart disease, perhaps even on neurological outcomes. So all of these combined are very concerning, and of course the duration and intensity of the wildfire season, as you know, we're seeing right now, continues to mount every year.
Well, and with that said, I mean, Dr. Sims, it has been horribly, horribly smoky here in the Treasure Valley. It feels like it's been months. I know it's only been weeks, but with that said, can we talk about impact on your mental health? Because I mean, just anecdotally, I mean, I am on edge. I mean, every morning I get up and I see the smoke and it makes me cranky. I mean, there really is this impact on your mood over time.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a multiplying effect because you can't go out and do the things you wanted to do. And so you're trapped inside. And then we see kids turning from outdoor activities that they typically pursue in the summer to indoor activities and more screen time and more social media, which drives this negative spiral that we see in youth. But we see this effect in all ages. You know, there are studies showing increased risk of hospitalization for depression and suicidal thoughts lower rates of happiness during times of wildfire smoke from big broad-based studies, but also long-term consequences like Dr. Rabin pointed to, studies that are implicating wildfire smoke and increased rates for dementia over a longer period of time. So there are a lot of brain-related impacts of wildfire smoke that I think aren't truly understood. But certainly walking outside and looking into the apocalypse every day doesn't help your mood. And then we know that it's not just that, but it's the loss of joy that really drives kids and adults into a negative spiral.
Mm-hmm. And have you seen other impacts, Dr. Sims, in particular? Like, are you seeing more emergency room visits related to folks, you know, living and working in the smoke, as Dr. Rabin mentioned?
Yes, I would say anecdotally, we don't have a great data set for Idaho, but we are working with our other speaker tomorrow, Dr. Moji Sadegh at Boise State, to try to get some of that data and see if we can analyze what's actually happening without just it being a story that I'm telling. But I can tell you, I worked a shift last night and I saw three patients that were primarily there for smoke-related illness, one old patient, one younger patient, and one child. I had one person who was in their 40s, who worked in Garden Valley, did an outdoor job. There's a fire burning 3 miles from their home. And they've got an outdoor job, that there's just no way to escape it. The symptoms that we're seeing range from, I've got like a headache and I'm tired and my throat's scratchy and my eyes are running, to like, I'm wheezing and I'm short of breath, even if I don't have asthma. To older patients that are just severely fatigued, maybe even look like they have COVID. And it's hard to tease that out because we are seeing an uptick in COVID right now. But a lot of people that are mimicking these respiratory viral illnesses because the smoke is so bad for your airways.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Rabin, I know you focus some of your work on climate change and air pollution, which of course includes wildfire smoke. So with that said, what can people do as we are living in this? Because this isn't going away anytime soon.
No, it isn't. We talk a lot about, addressing the root causes of climate change, which are of course critically important, reducing the amount of fossil fuels we're burning. And that will of course reduce the amount of particulate in the air from combustion of, oil and gas. But with wildfires, of course, these are in some ways, these are natural processes that are being accelerated by climate change, but are in some ways outside of our direct control. And so, of course, there are experts working to try to minimize the amount of wildland fires burning and minimize impacts on humans. But you're absolutely right that ultimately, for now, for many of us, it's learning how to live with the smoke. And those are things that probably most folks are familiar with. I would say the most important thing is to really try to be aware and trust your gut, trust your instincts, there are great resources online like airnow.gov to look at, to see how the air quality is doing outside. And if the air quality is not good, and particularly if you're somebody who already suffers from some breathing or heart conditions, that's a time to really try to stay inside, set your air conditioner, if you have it, to recirculate, make sure your filters are updated in your HVAC system, install, an air purifier in the house if you have it, make sure it's up to date and sized appropriately, and minimize time outdoors. But of course, a lot of these things can be pricey and difficult. And so that's where, we're trying to advocate, Dr. Sims and I and many others around the country are trying to advocate for more resources for folks to be able to stay safe.
Well, and isn't that the whole hope? Because as I mentioned, I think we are going to be living with these seasons of wildfire and the smoke just being really intense for who knows how long. I want to thank both of you for joining us today. We've been talking with Dr. Ethan Sims. He is the medical director for sustainability and an ER doctor with St. Luke's Health System. And Dr. Alexander Rabin, he is a clinical associate professor of pulmonary and critical care medicine at the University of Michigan. We've been discussing wildfire smoke and its impact on our health. Dr. Rabin will be speaking tomorrow on this topic as part of St. Luke's Climate and Health Session. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.